Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Augusta Nationals in full effect. Here is the current leaderboard. John Harding, Adam Scott, John Rahm all lead the tournament at minus three, a large group at minus two, which includes Tiger Woods and Diesel when it comes to. Now, first of all, I made my picks yesterday. Let's go look at that. Number one, my first choice, Ricky Fowler. He gets in today. Two under, one shot off the lead, so that's not too bad. My second choice was Rory McIlroy because he's about to turn 30 years old. He is only missing a green jacket from putting on the career Grand Slam, if you will. Rory McIlroy gets in at even par today, so no problem there. Both of them still with a great chance. Kyle Stanley, the former Clemson Tiger golfer. And then my guy that I said, don't be surprised. By the way, Roy was plus one. Excuse me. Don't be surprised if he's hanging around on the weekend. That's Bubba Watson. He's even through 11 holes. So not too terribly bad there for my choice of three. But obviously now, Tiger Woods, second place earlier today, when he was tied for the lead, Tiger became the current betting favorite on this year's Masters at 7-1. So is that the storyline? Tiger at the Masters right now, as long as he's in contention, is will, you know, what will Tiger Woods do? Because there's a guy that has had a lot of success in Augusta. People don't remember. Tiger Woods won four of the first nine Masters that he played in as a professional golfer, but he has not put on that green jacket in 14 years. It's been since 2005. He says he's healthy. He says he's confident. And obviously, Diesel, it had to be the mock turtleneck. I don't know if you saw the announcement, but this past weekend, I mean, dude, Tiger, there's a name that you mentioned that Tiger. If you don't think of the animal, you know it's Tiger Woods. Same thing with Zion. You know what I mean? Same thing with LeBron. Of course, all three of those names are not normal names. You don't. I've met a LeBron before. I've never met a Zion, and I've never met a Tiger. So I think that is the question. Can Tiger remain to be calm? He's coming off a tie for fifth place. And like I said, he looks confident. He looks collected. He looks happy. And he's back in the faux turtleneck. So watch out. That's a big, big storyline in Augusta this week.
Is this the kind of golf you prefer to watch? Because you've railed on the, you know, minus 10, minus 15 kind of golf tournaments that we've seen over the last couple of years. You don't like it. You don't like these guys going out and shooting one and two under on every single hole.
I don't mind minus 10. 10 under is 69-70 for four consecutive days. And in this day and age, golf courses are held at an unfair advantage because of technology. All right. What I don't like is the smash and trash game that professional golf has become with the likes of Brooks Koepka, which is hit the biggest driver you can, pound it over everything, and then take your chances with a sand wedge or a pitching wedge into the green, regardless if you're in the rough or not. To me, that's not – hey, the goal of the game of golf is to get the ball in the hole in the least amount of strokes. I get it. But that's also not exactly the way the game was thought to be. To me, a true round of golf, Diesel, is when you hit every club in your bag. That's why they're there. That's what the intentions were. That's why you have par fives, par fours, par threes. But today's day and age, I have no desire to sit there and watch the Greater Cannon Hartford Open and watch somebody shoot 27 under.
Do you think they need to start bringing in par sixes?
No.
you know, making extending these holes, especially with newly designed courses. Look, you could design a course for these new clubs, and then next week you got to play an old style course that's designed for really short clubs.
Yeah, par sixes. No, I think there's one or two of them out there in the world currently. I think what you would see, what I'd prefer to see, is take a short par five and turn it into a par four and drop par from 72 to 71. But lowest you can have at par on the course, in my opinion, 70. Because remember, golf is a traditional game. The other thing that you're watching right now, remember, do you remember a guy by the name of Jordan Spieth, Diesel? Yeah, here he is at 25 years old. He's won several majors, and he has dropped from number one in the world to currently number 33, and you would think this guy's career is over at 25 years old. But to me, he's having problems. He hadn't finished in the top 10 since the 2018, last summer's British Open. He hasn't won since the 2017 British Open. But Magnolia Lane and Augusta National and the peach ice cream and all that, it's always been good for Jordan Spieth. He won the 2015 Masters. He finished runner-up in both 14 and 16 and tied for 11th in 2017, finished third last year. So he's playing bad, no doubt about it, is Jordan Spieth. But guess what? He continues to play bad. On a leaderboard that's really as compact as you'll ever see, he is four over through 10 holes. There are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players that have shot worse today than Jordan Spieth, and a few of those don't have a choice or don't have a chance. They are former winners that are still allowed to play in this, which includes Ian Woosnam. He shoots an 80 today, plus 8. Vijay Singh, he's on the course at plus 7. Fred Couples, who's now on the senior tour, plus 6. Jose Maria Olazabal, plus 5. So when it comes down to the young guns, Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth at 4 over are currently tied with former one-time major winner Larry Mize at 4 over par. So that'll give you a little idea of how bad things are for Jordan. But with that kind of compact leaderboard, just 7 shots separating them, you can make a move real, real quick, no doubt about it. Couple of other things. When I was getting prepared, because that's what I'm doing this weekend, Diesel. I'm going to catch a little bit of soccer on Saturday. The Greenville Triumph for hosting Chattanooga over at Legacy Early School, and go check that out. But I'm watching Masters this weekend. My daughter and wife are going out of town tomorrow when they spring breaks next week here for Greenville County Schools. So they're going to Charleston. Leaving tomorrow afternoon, get back Monday night. We'll have a couple of days at home before I fly. Leslie Brooke and I are flying over to Nashville next Friday. You'll be hosting for 90 minutes, and we're going to look at Belmont University. And I'm taking her to go see them. Hey, let me ask you real quickly. Am I a cool dad? Because I think I am today. And then somebody's like, really? Is this trip about you or is it about your daughter? All right. I'm not up to date on enough stuff, and it's Easter weekend, and there aren't a bunch of major shows going on in Nashville, so I'm not up to date on the young culture enough of who to look for regionally. But there's an old rock and roll band. Who's the most famous rock and roll band from Spartanburg, South Carolina? You were talking music trivia last night with Buck Cherry. Here's one for you. Diesel, at Diesel on Radio, who's the most famous band that ever heralded from Spartanburg, South Carolina?
Jackal?
I did not know they were from Spartanburg. But
I know Jesse James Dupree is from the area. Right. I don't know if he's Spartanburg, Greenville. I heard of a guess.
Have you ever heard of a jam group back in the day, the Marshall Tucker Band?
Oh, yeah.
Spartanburg, South Carolina. They rank up right up there with the Allman Brothers, some of those other jam bands back in the day. We are going, Leslie Brooke and I are going to see next Friday at War Memorial Auditorium, which was the original Grand Ole Opry before it was built, going to see the Marshall Tucker Band. All right.
It's crazy to think Marshall Tucker Band is still touring.
How many original members do you think are
maybe two?
Oh, two, yeah. All right, but still, that's going to be cool. I took her to wrestling last month. Then on Saturday night, some buddies hooked us up. Game five permitting, we're going to go see the Nashville Predators play in the NHL playoffs next Saturday night. So not a bad weekend for Dad when he has to go over there on daddy-daughter weekend to go look at colleges with his only child. And you know what? Doesn't want to do it, knows it's coming up, knows how much it's going to cost. But if you're going to go over to Nashville, you might as well teach your daughter a little bit of something as well. But one thing to teach you for this weekend, I'm planning on watching some of the Masters. Watch out on the front side there at Augusta National for hole number five. It has been lengthened to nearly 500 yards. They have two really deep fairway bunkers in there, which means if you hit it in there, you have no chance whatsoever to advance it to the green. So a new green as well with pin placements. I mean, that's one thing you can almost visualize if you know about the Masters is where those pin placements will be on Sunday. And then finally, storms are supposed to hit Augusta at some point a little bit off and on here. How much is that going to soften up that golf course? Because right now you could not ask for a better situation with just a ton of people grouped between minus three and one over. Every single one of those guys are in play, like a Zach Johnson at one over. I think you can even really make it down to plus three with Brant Snedeker and Keegan Bradley and some of those guys. They are still in contention for this tournament, but you don't want to get any further behind. All right, Diesel, when we come back. Hey, yo, the other thing is right now, they're just out there. Go get your 2019 Upstate golf card. We have 11 rounds of golf this year for less than $10 a round. That's $450 worth of greens fees for just $99. I know it's App State math, but that's over an app. That's over a 75% discount. Now, for $99, you get one round on each of the 11 following courses: the Preserve at Verde, Pebble Creek, Legacy Pines, the Rock Golf Club in Resort, Carolina Springs, Willow Creek, Greer Country Club, Lynx of Tryon, Lakeview Golf Club, and Rolling Green Golf Club. Again, one round on each of those, and you can go get them now because there's a limited supply. Go get yours at upstategolfcard.com, and of course, all the details right there on that website. So it's that time. Go get yours. I'm dead serious. That is one of the best deals in the Upstate when it comes to playing golf. All right, let's talk a little Upstate Spartans athletics. What they have coming up here in the next couple of weeks is Daniel Fague. He, if you remember, he joined us in studio like 1 week after he took the job as a member of the University of Alabama's athletic department. He is now the athletic director at Upstate. And, of course, you can find out all the information you need on that university and their athletic program at UpstateSpartans.com, their athletic director. Then when we come back, then open phones here in the final last two segments of the hour. Welcome back in. Let's go to the guest line. It's Daniel Fague, the Upstate Spartans athletic director. A lot of things going on. We caught up with Daniel right after he moved in from Tuscaloosa in the Alabama athletic department. Daniel, welcome back in to Straight Up with Sturge.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk. I mean, first of all, we were giving you guys the thumbs up. You want to get Diesel off of the lake on Saturday and go watch some college baseball, some college softball. You guys got it going on this weekend. You're going to have a taste of the Upstate. Basically, at this weekend's baseball and softball games, hosting PC in a three-game set this weekend, softball in a doubleheader. You have in a beer garden. Sign me up, Daniel.
You're in. You're signed up, okay? You're my first guest. No, we're really excited about it. We've never had this, and certainly I'm new here. We were looking around the community trying to come up with some ideas that might drive a little more attendance to the games, and we thought, hey, what better way than to do a little beer garden here? We have so many great local breweries, and I couldn't be happier that they're willing to partner with us and do this. So We have all the local breweries here in Spartanburg, and like you mentioned, Saturday we have a doubleheader in softball with Radford and a single game in baseball with PC, so we certainly would love for folks to come on out.
And listen, you have, you know, you spent some time in Tuscaloosa, and we're going to talk about some Western Carolina, Alabama tickets here in a little bit. But, Daniel, Duty Noble Stadium over in Mississippi State, whether we like the success of that Bulldog baseball program or not, that has become an event over the last 20 years. And you know what? This is the way you can start an event at Upstate.
That's really what the goal we're trying to do here. So you're right on. And honestly, ironically, you may not know, but I grew up in Starkville. I grew up living in that left field lounge at Mississippi State that you're referring to at Duty Noble Field. And I think a lot of schools have started that kind of atmosphere and trying to mimic it. And certainly, you know, we're just trying to create a fan-friendly atmosphere. And this is our first step, and so we're really excited about it.
And, you know, it's springtime, which, you know, for you guys, that's a big time on campus. Coach Dickerson finishes his first year guiding the Spartans, and, you know, Coach Frank Martin at South Carolina Suns on that team. A lot of good things moving forward there in the Hodges Center. But to me, spring sports is where Upstate kind of is at its best, if you will. We mentioned baseball this weekend hosting PC, but the softball team. The run they've been on over the last few years, including winning games in the NCAA tournament, they have now won 10 consecutive games in a row. They're 33-10 overall, 13-4 in conference play. And we talked about Saturday's doubleheader with Radford, but I'd be remiss at 6 p.m. tonight on campus. They're hosting Gardner Webb, and it's Military Appreciation Day.
That's right. We've been on a remarkable run. You know, I don't know if you know as well, Alyssa Oakes was the national player of the week last week, one of our catcher. And so she's been on a tear. I think she got another home run last night, has 18 home runs, is leading the team. And, you know, Christina Bickerstaff, our pitcher, has been pitcher of the week, I think, six times in the Big South and has maybe one of the top three lowest ERAs in the country. So couldn't be prouder of our spring sports, like you mentioned. They're really doing great, and we're looking forward to celebrating our military tonight at home against Gardner-Webb at 6 p.m.
Yep, and, you know, the one thing, Daniel, we're always having to do in today's day and age is raise some money, and it is a big night over on campus next Friday night for the Sporties Ball. And first of all, I'm going ahead and tell you, I'm online. You can go to upstatespartans.com. You can click the link for Sparty's Ball and Auction. I would just ask you to please remove item number 184, which is golfer four at Kiowa Island on the ocean course. And you know, that's a nice way to bribe me right there. But that's give us an idea about the night. You have a great band coming in. They're called the Men of Distinction. They have won a Cammy Award, but this is your biggest fundraiser of the year when it comes to Upstate Spartan Athletics.
It really is. Thank you. You're right. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a way that we can really help our student athletes and fund their scholarships and our sport programs. That's where all the proceeds go. And so we're really excited about it. This year we do have the Men of Distinction, like you mentioned. This is a band that's won numerous awards. We were told when we booked them that they're the hardest band to book for weddings in the state of South Carolina. And so I know it's just a lot of fun. But it is next Friday, April 19th. 6:30 to 10:30 here at Hodge Arena in our basketball facility. We have a great list of items online. You already pointed your listeners to it. Anyone can participate in our auction, so we'd love for people to go check that out. We have over 200 items. Like you mentioned, in addition to Golf for Four at Kiowa Island, we have things like Final Four tickets. We have athletic suites. At University of South Carolina for a suite for 16 people to go to a basketball game. We have field passes in football down there. We have other Wells Fargo Championship golf packages, you name it. And so I think there's a little bit of everything for anyone out there, and so we'd love for people to just go check out the website and see if there's anything on there that interests them.
Diesel, I want to ask you a question as we can continue with Daniel Feig, the athletic director at Upstate. The auction item number 143 is Zion Williamson signed jersey. You know Zion, Spartanburg Day School there in Spartanburg. Which goes more? A chance to play with three of your best friends on the ocean course at Kiowa Island or the Zion Williamson signed jersey?
That's a tough one. I mean, I could sell the Zion jersey for quite a bit of money, but, you know, it's hard to make those memories. But I will tell you this, just an idea, throwing this out there. If you really want to get some people like me coming out to Saturday games, why not dig a fishing pond right next to the field or to the arena? Stock it up with some bass. You know, let me go out there and throw a line in the water a couple times between innings.
Daniel and I'll volunteer to go out there and
be the only school in America that has one.
Hook the fish on the hook.
Oh my gosh, we'll do our best. I tell you what, we sit around and brainstorm about fun things to do to try to engage our fans in the local area. That's one that we've never thought of. So, look, I appreciate it. You guys are giving me pointers here. I'm taking notes.
All right, so let's talk about what the Sparty's Ball and Auction will go to benefit. Because, you know, you go look on campus right now, and just like anybody else out there, you know, Daniel, it is an arms race in today's day and age. And you guys made a big move here in the last couple of years switching conferences. How has that all gone with moving to the Big South?
I tell you, it's been fantastic. We couldn't be happier. You know, we went from the A-Sun, which is a fantastic conference, but it was geographically just wasn't a good fit for us, going from all the way from New Jersey to Nashville to South Florida. And being in the Big South now, you know, we're aligned with schools that look and feel like us and that regionally are just around the corner. So, you know, every school is in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. We have the schools you mentioned, like the we're playing this weekend, that are right around the corner, and Gardner-Webb and PC and Winthrop and UNC Asheville, among others. And so it really has been great for our student-athletes, because what it's done is allowed them to get back to class and not have to miss so many classes during the week. And that's resulted, honestly, in a real boon for us, for our GPA. This fall, we had our best GPA in our history. We had a 3.23 as a department, with over 70% of our student-athletes on the honor roll and 10% with a perfect 4.0. And so I really attribute that in large part to our coaches, but also to that change to the Big South to allow us to really focus on our studies.
And you know, you look through, it's obviously you're getting support from everywhere. Of course, a lot of these auction items have a Gamecock logo on it. You know, for people that don't know, Frank Martin's son played for Coach Dickerson's basketball team as a freshman. And, you know, Upstate originally began as the University of South Carolina at Spartanburg. But, you know, I see experiences – fan experience for the ACC tournament, you know, one of the most legendary tournaments. 4 tickets available for the Alabama-Western Carolina football game, not to mention a behind-the-scenes game day experience with Coach Martin and the Gamecock basketball team, or for the ultimate golfer, a trip with your USC Upstate base golf team to the 2020 CBEST College Am. So, you know, you're getting a lot of support from a lot of various places right now.
We really are, and I'm so appreciative to all the schools you mentioned and to everyone for reaching out and supporting us. I really do think we have something for everyone here at the auction. And Coach Martin in South Carolina certainly has been a great supporter, and really all the schools in our region have been great partners for us. And so we really appreciate that. And I think that this, you know, going to fund our student athlete scholarships and some of the facility enhancements that we're trying to do, we're just excited about the possibilities here of a really successful event on April 19th.
So, you know, your counterpart at Clemson, Dan Radakovich, made an announcement this past weekend. Guess what? Facility expansion's coming up for Death Valley. What is on the drawing board for Upstate at this point? Because it seems to me the more campuses I hit now, the athletics is all within the same region of the campus. And I'm now looking at some schools in the Big South with my daughter, who's not an athlete, and I see even the same thing going on at the Big South level as well.
That's 100% right. You know, a lot of schools have the arms race goes from the Power Five, you know, down to mid-majors. And mm-hmm. So you're right. All of us are looking at it. There's been some great facility enhancements in our conference. I'm really impressed with our facilities, to be honest with mm-hmm. you. You know, I'm still relatively new here, but we have a great facility, baseball, softball, soccer, basketball, volleyball. They're really nice facilities. Now, I'd like to add, there's no confusion. We don't have a track at the moment. We're trying to fund one of those, so that's definitely on our list. We're trying to really enhance some of our locker room space for baseball and softball and soccer and track. So there's a couple of kind of big ticket items. We just finished a fantastic renovation and a build out of a nutrition center in our weight room, which looks great. It's on our website. So we've been doing some facility projects, and we're just trying to ramp up and do some more to kind of keep up with the Joneses. And to be honest, kind of set the pace and be the Joneses and be the envy of our peers.
Yeah, absolutely, because it doesn't take long to change things out. I mean, the Big South, even a counterpart, Gardner-Webb, just getting that little bump right now from playing Virginia in the NCAA tournament. But, Daniel, listen, everything that can be found about Upstate Spartans Athletics is right there on the website, upstatespartans.com, which includes the link to Sparty's Ball and Auction with all of these items. And, listen, there's a lot of great stuff on here. I challenge our listeners to get involved because, you know, the way you can take a little ownership in Spartans Athletics is find an item, make the donation, and even better yet, claim it on your taxes next year.
That's exactly right, guys. I really appreciate it. Anybody wants to get involved, certainly, like you mentioned, it's on the website. Come out and watch a game this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about this softball and baseball doubleheader and the beer garden we're going to have. And so please come out and support the local Upstate Spartans. We'd really appreciate it.
All right. Diesel shows up with a helmet with two straws and the, you know, back, you know, from Happy Gilmore. That's on you. You just got, here's what we do. We go up to Walmart. We buy him a little plastic wading pool, if you will. And, you know, just like the old Oscar Mayer commercial, and he can sit there and watch the games all day.
Diesel's ticket's on me, okay? So bring it on, Diesel. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy tonight. Military Appreciation Day with the softball team and, of course, the ball next weekend, but on campus this weekend. Thanks, Daniel, for taking some time with us.
I really appreciate you having me, guys. Thanks.
Right. Daniel Feig, the Upstate Smart. Yeah, Diesel, you're too young to remember one of the it's about the earliest commercial I remember. It was an old Oscar Mayer commercial with the little kid, you know, O-S-C-A-R, and he's sitting on the end of the dock with his toy fishing rod. We could do the same thing for you out there. You know what I mean? Come on, crazy eyes. We'll even make sure you catch some fish that day.
You know, the truth is, those little trainer fishing rods, just, I don't know what it is. They catch fish. I don't know what it is.
My first fishing rod that was one of the proudest moments of my life was a Zebco. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think everybody learned to fish on a Zebco. I mean, I'm talking where you held the button.
A little push button,
right.
Zebco.
That way you couldn't get the line all caught up like, you know, we use for deep sea fishing and things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. My first time, the worst I've ever done is fly fishing. I was literally Howard Sprague from an old Andy Griffith show. Andy, yeah, I spent more time in the trees than I do on the golf course, my one attempt at fly fishing. But, Diesel, I want you to think about this one during the break. I want our listeners to give us an idea. One more topic when it comes to college football. What coach in 2019 is under the most pressure? I think it's obvious at this point for multiple reasons, and that includes what's taking place within their basketball program. 844-GSP-ESPN. So we've been talking a little bit of college football and some fantasy scheduling as well, Diesel. I said for the yearly game, Clemson-Georgia. You say for the yearly game, Clemson-Tennessee. For South Carolina, I say NC State. You say Florida State. Some of the responses at ESPN Upstate on Twitter, TJ gets in, said the Alabama-Penn State game was always good. No doubt about it. Go Dogs gets in at Rozzy Bond, says UGA-Clemson annual series would be awesome. At Nick Tate 98 says Georgia football every year easily. Joseph gets in, says I'm a Marshall football fan. Or Marshall Hurd football fan. I want to see them play West Virginia every year. It's good for the state. Hashtag go Hurd. BMAC gets in. Viva underscore La underscore Snowman. Interesting. BMAC gets in, says Georgia Clemson. And then Anderson Brock at Brockness 16 says Xavier University. Oh, wait, that wouldn't work. Would be a rough Saturday for them. So I understand not forming a football team. Ironically enough, what hit me when I saw Xavier, Diesel, let's you know, you were testing people's rock and roll knowledge last night. What movie that features football was Xavier University playing in a game? All right, what great movie? What great movie has Xavier University playing in a football game in that movie?
We are Marshall.
You are correct. XU, Xavier University. All right. So, again, those are some things. So, you know, interestingly enough, Drew Labonte, what coach is under the most pressure in 2019? Drew LeBlanc gets in on Twitter, says Kirby Smart is going to feel the heat from boosters. If he doesn't get a handle on his guys, maybe prioritize character when recruiting. I agree, because, you know, Kirby Smart's out there saying it's my fault I haven't connected with these guys and I'm going to have to do a better job. No, it's not your fault. When your team is ready to turn the corner to the next level, Kirby Smart, you won't have to police your own football team. Your players will do it within the locker room. And then you can go out there and worry about everything else that needs to be done as a head coach. That's when teams separate themselves from the pack, Diesel.
God, sounds like that old Steve Spurrier quote about he loving playing Georgia early in the season because half their offensive line will be out. Still rings true.
Yeah. So I'm in agreement with that. I mean, Kirby Smart is doing great things with rebuilding that Georgia program, but there are a couple of character flaws, and I maintain addition by subtraction, if you will, when it comes to Justin Fields at quarterback taking his talents to the Ohio State University. No. Kirby Smart would have to do a whole lot more, like get blown out by Florida and Georgia Tech under Jeff Collins, and a whole lot more to feel that kind of fire at this point. But to me, Diesel, when your campus is kind of beginning to flip what the legacy is when it comes to their Drew gets in right now, the police are policing UGA. Yes, there's a lot of truth in that one, Diesel. But no, something else on campus can make it to the point that now you got a bigger target on your back. And by that, I mean the success of another program on campus. And who just made an amazing run to the Final Four that captured all of our attention here this past weekend? And their head coach handles a tragic loss, maybe not the right word, but a tough loss in the semifinals with as much grace and class as I've ever seen exhibited by a head coach. So right now, he is now number one on campus, replacing the football coach. But that is the Auburn University Tigers. When we come back, it's open phones, but I'm going to give it to you straight up. Gus Malzahn, you're on notice in 2019. Auburn, the Plains, Toomer's Corner, you've now become a basketball school. And that will only last for so long. Gus Malzahn, 2019, huge for you. And guess what? You better figure out who's going to be playing under center. I'll give you the reasons that Gus Malzahn might be the most fireable coach come November, if you remember he can even make it that long. 844-GSP-ESPN. When your football school, when you're known as a football school, and you're now slowly turning into a basketball school, that's a bad sign. Because even Kentucky, one of the bigger, if not the biggest basketball school out there, when it comes to financial numbers, basketball doesn't do what football does. So, who is in trouble in 2019? I think you have to start with the hot seat list with Gus Malzahn, Diesel, and here's why. Auburn. You know, a lot of people have said Auburn University, that's Clemson without a lake, or Clemson University, that's Auburn University with a lake. Can you imagine the day and age that Clemson started becoming a basketball school? What would happen because of that football program? That's close to what's about to take place at Auburn. And Gus Malzahn's in trouble. First of all, you know, Auburn's made more bad decisions when it comes to athletic directors, but one was jumping on Gus Malzahn, the other after a good season, one good season a few years ago. 7-year, $49 million contract that last year was the first year. And you already heard people starting to rumble. But Auburn's investment in year one of the new Gus Malzahn 7-year, $49 million contract was a 7-5 regular season record in which you won your biggest game of the year in game number one, a neutral site matchup with Washington. And then it just got worse as the year goes on. And there's no excuse for that when you had one of the more underrated quarterbacks in college football named Jarrett Stidham, who has met with the Carolina Panthers here in the past week. But Gus Malzahn came to Auburn as some kind of offensive guru. All right. Yes. He had been associated with Cam Newton and the like. Remember his days at Arkansas State, but a 7-5 regular season record with an NFL quarterback. I'm not talking starting quarterback, but trust me. Jarrett Stidham will find himself on an NFL roster before all said and done. So, oh, yeah, what's now? Jarrett Stidham's gone, Diesel. You just went 7-5. You played your best game of the year, I think, in your bowl game. So now you got to go mine the fields for a new quarterback. They have one that they're really high on. His name is Bo Nix. His father played back in the day, and I think he's on that staff as a signal caller, or he was on the staff as a signal caller, offensive coordinator, Patrick Nix. He was the top dual threat quarterback in his class and the number 33 player overall. But guess what? You got to learn. And how much do you have around him? The second thing is you got like four people in the competition for that quarterback job. So they may eat themselves alive. But now you got your head coach out there going, we're going to try to be more versatile. You don't try to do anything. You go out there and you inflict what you want to do. And you do that by going out there and recruiting, having an idea, having a plan, and imposing your will on somebody else. And Auburn has lost that identity under Gus Malzahn. I go back and I think of Auburn football. I think of Bo Jackson. I think of Fullwood. All these great running backs from back in the day. It's not what I now think of Gus Malzahn, and here is going to be the inherent problem. Arkansas just had their worst year ever, probably in their football history, 2-10. Yet they now have an idea who they are under Gus Malzahn. They are recruiting to that kind of system, Diesel. And watch out. You may very well find out Arkansas is better at what Auburn does than Auburn is able to do it themselves. And they are recruiting at that level. If in the next 2 years, Arkansas, coming off a 2-10 year with Chad Morris, in which some Arkansas fans are like, fire this clown. Now they're seeing the dividends pay off when it comes to recruiting with high-level offensive recruits, a la what Clemson did back in the day. If that passes Auburn when it comes to offensive creativity, I think Gus Malzahn's toast.
I mean, I guess if you're Auburn, you better be good at something. You're not going to top Alabama anytime soon, at least not until Nick Saban retires. So, look.
Doesn't mean you can't beat them.
Right. But if you're Auburn and you have one more bad season under Gus Malzahn, it's time to go ahead and get into a rebuilding state immediately. You have to get yourself a top flight coach in there so that when Nick Saban retires, you're ready to pounce.
Absolutely.
And really, how much longer does Nick Saban have? Maybe 3 more years, maybe five?
Five.
Tops. I mean, look, every year gets exponentially harder than the last year when you're up to Nick Saban's age. And at some point you're going to say, look, I want to go out there and retire. I want to go out there and ride around on the lake and be the president
of
Lake.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Lake Tuscaloosa. All right. But here's the deal. Look at what Nick Saban in Alabama, what his staff has gone through, the inconsistencies the last 3 years. You know what I mean? Kirby Smart being hired from his defensive coordinator to the head coaching job at Georgia. Jeremy Pruitt being hired from the defensive coordinator coaching position job at Alabama to head coach at the University of Tennessee. Lane Kiffin going from offensive coordinator Alabama to head coach at Florida Atlantic University. Whatever happened to the guys last year on defense, I don't really care. It wasn't a good fit. And that caught up with them. And then Mike Locksley's last year's offensive coordinator. He is now the head coach at the University of Maryland. That's chaos. Yet Nick Saban has still built a much more premier program with that instability the last 3 years than what Auburn has over there on the Plains. Listen, one of their biggest wins took a miracle, dumbass decision by the Alabama coaching staff, and Chris Davis sits there at the goal line, he catches it 109 yards later, boom, he's in the end zone. But you're not going to win games like that all the time. You're not going to win games like the miracle against Georgia where the guy could have intercepted it, it bounces off of him, and he ends up in the end zone. No, Gus Malzahn, you better figure out what you are. And you went and got Jarrett Stidham, the Baylor transfer, that measured out 6'5", 237 pounds, and now you're flipping to a dual-threat quarterback, or you're hoping with Bo Nix at 6'2", 204. This much we know. That's probably inaccurate. You go find the right attributes. You go find the right heights and weight once they are in the cycle for the NFL. The height and weight that we're given on Bo Nix, that's provided by Auburn. So I promise you, he's probably 6'1". He is a dual-threat quarterback, but is that going to be the guy to lead you back in there? Because I'm telling you, he may not be the greatest coach out there, but on the western side of that division, Ed Orgeron's hanging around at LSU. And watch out, Jimbo Fisher. If anybody's going to get Texas to the promised land, or Texas A&M to the promised land, it probably will be Jimbo Fisher. So Auburn better do something now, and I'm telling you, that's why I think Gus Malzahn has as much heat on him as anybody else. It's not everything that we just talked about when it comes to the game of football itself. It's now your school, which is a football school, is switching to basketball. Bruce Pearl is no doubt the most popular coach on campus. We'll take your opinions on that. 844-GSP-ESPN. Tell me if I'm wrong. Who do you think's in trouble? You can hit us on the text line as well at 71307, the Health There text line. And congratulations to our buddy over there. It's not only has he gotten married here in the last couple of months, they have announced they're expecting their first child. So always thankful for him. But do you agree or disagree? Is Gus Malzahn in trouble at Auburn? Because $7 million a year for 7-5 regular seasons, that's not going to last long in the ultra-competitive SEC. We've got NBA basketball, we've got the Masters, and we got your phone calls here in the final hour of this Thursday edition.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.